Breakfast puppies, dinner puppies, lunch puppies. Ain't no thing. I'll dust all them puppies because I'm Jebediah. I'm the farmer over here. I got all your dusting puppy needs.
This podcast contains adult language and content and is meant for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
We're all set to begin, so let's dive right in to Bikers, Dice, and Bars. Talking bicycles and motorbikes, gamer things and all the like. You can listen to it in your cars, but mostly it's about dive bars. Bikers, Dice, and Bars.
Hey, this is NPC. I'm adding a note here before the episode begins to let you know that due to some technical issues that we experienced, this episode had to be pieced together from multiple sources of backup files. There is a splice in of some of the surviving live files, as well as some that we have from the Zoom backups. Ultimately, I think it all comes together very nicely. However, just to let you know, about halfway through, a little bit after halfway through, right around the break, we had to splice in some backup files that sound a little bit different. Content is still there, 100%. This is a full episode. It's a long episode. But the second half is going to sound a little bit different. I did what I could to salvage it. You might not even notice. Just wanted to let you know in case you hear that strange audio change about halfway through. Thanks again for listening. And now on to the episode. Hey, welcome back to another exciting episode of Bikers, Dice, and Bars. And this is, once again, going to be something that we haven't done in a while, a little bit off the pattern here. As we usually do, we're bringing another character jam.
Yeah!
Woo! Character jam! It's been too long. I've missed these. Yeah.
And this time, the feds aren't after me. Yay!
Woo! I know, Xander, you're famous.
You're ATF famous.
Oh, man.
FBI, the ATF was not after me. FBI.
Sorry, I'm having flashbacks to my last conversation.
Uh-oh.
I'd like to take a moment to apologize to anybody who is watching or listening. We have lost a couple of episodes due to some technical issues that I've been having here at the studio. The transition to doing all of this online has been complicated and expensive. So hopefully we've got it right this time. We didn't as of 30 minutes ago, but I think we do now.
We have at least a interim right.
there was a last minute expletive laden rant of mine when audio gear started to fail again. But now I have wine. Yeah. Oh, yeah. And speaking of drinks, what are you guys drinking? Xander, we'll start with you.
I am drinking a really kind of, what's the word? Gimmicky whiskey because it was on sale and I like the bottle. I am drinking Spirits of the Apocalypse, Walking Dead, Kentucky bourbon.
Oh.
Whoa. Wait. Okay. Spirits of the Apocalypse, is that the maker or is that like the first part of the name? Is it like Spirits of the Apocalypse, Walking Dead, or is it Walking Dead made by Spirits of the Apocalypse? Because if Spirits of the Apocalypse is a brand, I need that shit for my Rifts game.
Yeah, so it's one of the Diageo brands. It says Skybound presents Spirits of the Apocalypse, and then I think after that it's the Walking Dead series of the whiskey. But that fucking label is awesome.
It is pretty cool.
And for $20, it's not that bad. Also, it's $15 off right now, so.
Good to know. $15 off where? Everywhere?
Yeah, again, in the state of Oregon, all liquor stores have the same price. So if you can find it at a liquor store, it's $19.95 right now.
Oregon, where we commodify our liquor better than we commodify our foodstuffs.
Oh, man. Yes.
Poppy.
Oh, you're what am I drinking? Well, I am drinking some Powers Gold Label here on a couple of rocks in honor of a friend of my friend of the family. What are you pointing at, darling?
I'm trying to figure. I'm working in a mirror here.
Leave I'm like, what are Keep you going. Doing? Okay. A friend of the family passed away last week. My best friend's father passed away. And so want to say cheers for the Ferguson clan. Here's one for Steve. He was a Scotman. He was a good Scot. He was Scottish, but I don't know. I like the Irish whiskey. So cheers, Steve.
Cheers, Steve.
I am once again drinking Ghost Owl rye whiskey, made in the state of Washington.
I thought Ghost Owl was Oregon.
Washington, I think. Oh, okay. They have moved since I first discovered them, because originally they were distilling across the river. But anyways, Ghost Owl, great rye whiskey. If you're a rye lover, I heartily recommend this. And to all of my Ojibwe brothers and sisters out there, this owl is calling your name. So look for luck in your romantic future.
Oh, what about this?
I would like to give a special shout out to my friend, Rye. Rye, if you're listening, love you, man. And I am, again, as usual, drinking some Quinet wine. This is the 2015 Syrah that is mostly gone because when I started, I filled this glass up to the fucking top. It's been a day, and I'm glad that we're doing this for fun. This is actually quite delicious. I'm really enjoying this wine. Syrah is not something I normally drink casually, but now I'm enjoying
it. Hey, Syrah.
Anyway, if you haven't already figured it out, you are listening to and possibly watching Bikers, Dice, and Bars, recorded here in Portland, Oregon. As always, I am NPC.
I'm just Jacob.
The good Dr. Xander Gerrymander.
I am Poppy Beaujolais.
Now, today, we're going to be doing, as I mentioned before, a character change. In this, what we do, if you are unfamiliar with these, because you might be, since we haven't done one in a while, we try and drink a lot and then work our way through making characters for a system that I pull off of my massive shelf of books. Today, we are going to be doing Advanced Dungeons & Dragons. I would call this first edition, but this book doesn't call itself first edition, so therefore it's simply Advanced Dungeons & Dragons. Much like the original Star Wars movie, it's just Star Wars. If you call it New Hope, you're wrong. That's how it is.
I'm not drunk enough yet for a character jam. It's way too early.
How many beers do you have within a reach?
One.
Poppy?
So, have you ever New Jersey Shore shotgunned?
Okay, I need to know about this. What is it? How do I do it?
You partially crack the top of the can just a little enough to let some air out. And then you take your sharpest car key and carve a hole in the side of it and slam the entire beer back, which is easier because the airflow through the half-popped top helps you slam it faster.
Oh, my God. For a hot minute, like many, many years ago, I dated this guy who grew up in Nantucket. And he was like an expert at like cutting open his fucking can, and I must be an East Coast thing or something.
Yep.
I've never actually met a human being from Nantucket. Was his life permanently a limerick?
Damn it, you beat me to it.
No comment?
I've met one person who said they were from Nantucket, but given everything else they lied about.
he did try to break up with me over text message, so let's just leave it at that.
Well, then I know what we can say to the gentleman.
All right. Does everybody have their character sheets and dice ready?
May I tell you all about the beer I'm about to drink, though?
Yes.
Yes, please do.
I was craving some hometown brew yesterday. I was having a little bit of a sad, and I needed some hometown brew.
A significant act of dishes?
What?
A significant act of dishes?
No, not that kind of sad.
Okay.
But that is what we call doing the dishes in our house, is a significant act of dishes. Anyway, so I needed some New Belgium because I'm a Fort Collins, Colorado girl. I'm from lots of places, but that's where I lived the longest. So I found myself this 1985. So it's a Voodoo. It's an IPA. It's the New Belgium Voodoo Ranger. And this is their 1985 IPA. and it is flavored with mango and spices. And it's pretty good. So, and it kicks in at, what's the ABV on this? 6.7. So, for an IPA, it's about, I would say that's about average.
Yeah, that's low on the IPA scale.
That's low on the IPA scale. So, it's, so I just knocked back my Powers Gold and then spilled some beer on my character sheet. So, I'm ready.
Awesome. And you said you hadn't drank enough for a character jam. Sounds like you're...
No, I'm good. I gotta, yeah. Mm-mm.
Shotgun that shit, Poppy.
No, okay. I'll be real belchy if I do that, and that won't be pretty on the air.
You know, okay, a little bit of a history lesson, dear listener, is that the character jam initially started as an exercise for us to undertake after we had recorded a main episode and we're good and tanked. The idea being, we've just been talking for an hour and a half to 2 hours about nerd shit, bike shit, bar shit, and we're already drunk because we drink while we podcast, like you do. We drink when we flip the bird. And when we finish an episode, we're like, we still got a couple hours left of our evening. Let's make something of it. So we started to record ourselves trying to drunkenly make characters off of my shelf. We haven't recorded a previous episode tonight, so I'm trying to fast track my way through this bottle of wine. So I'm good and drunk and might hopefully still be able to read the rules.
Maybe I can convince our housemate to go get me some more whiskey.
Yeah, I've got a bottle of whiskey like right over here behind me. It's the one from the Prairie. I forget what it's called.
High West.
It was pretty good.
Ooh, you have High West.
High West, something like that, yeah.
Maybe I'll sweet talk
it. Yeah, Alex. High West has like suddenly shown up all over my life. Apparently, they've gone national in their distribution. High West, excellent products. Like, they make a whole range, fully endorsed trying them. Not my best friends, but good beer. Or, sorry, whiskey.
High West, if you're looking to sponsor a podcast, we will gladly field test your brews.
Absolutely.
Sorry, your spirits. Distills? I don't know. Your creations.
Your spirits.
There we go.
Yes. Your spirits.
Okay, let's talk about Dungeons & Dragons, specifically Advanced Dungeons & Dragons. Player's Handbook, classic, grinning, red monster thing with a gem in its eye. Classic image here, written by E. Gary Gygax. And I must admit, I'm wearing a shirt from the Gygax metal band, Dungeons & Dragons Heavy Metal, which is actually really good, in honor of Gygax himself. Now, this game is interesting, and to me, as a modern gamer here in the year 2020, this game published in 1978... I'm looking through the character creation section here, and I was expecting to compare this to other of the slimmer editions of D&D, where it's just kind of, here's how to make a character, now go. This game actually goes into some depth that we're not used to today anymore. Things that have been forgotten, such as multiple paragraphs about the explanation of what an experience level actually is, what the word level means in relation to gaming, what the word level means in relation to your character, the spells you can cast, and your abilities. This is fascinating. No other game does this. Like, every game has its own little how-to roleplay section. This one is no exception. But unlike many modern games, for example, 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons, it doesn't assume you know anything. It explains everything. And it's actually quite refreshing to look at this. I don't think I've ever read the first two pages of this book. So, Gary, good job.
Nathaniel is in church right now, I'm just going to say. I was just fascinated to watch.
So let's make a character here. I thought this was going to be difficult, but Jesus Christ, he goes into extended detail.
Can we get a reading of the Book of Gygax, sir?
Can we get a reading from the good book,
praise
sir?
Praise be, praise be.
Yes.
Okay. This is just the first paragraph of character creation, which is on the second page of the book. Oh, well, sorry, the eighth page of the book, but it's actually the second page of the text because contents, multiple pages of introductions and prefaces. Oh, that's what I'll do. I'll read the preface, Dungeons and Dragons. The whole of Advanced Dungeons and Dragons was a project which involved varying degrees of my thought. Okay, no, boring.
Oh no. That's like the equivalent.
That's like going to church and finding out the guy's going to read from Acts.
Wow.
That's like skipping over all the begats. He just skipped over all the begats. David begat, Jacob begat, Solomon begat, but he just skip all the begats and get to the good shit.
There was a whole realm of begatting there. Well, let's just say this is Twitch. We can't go into details. But what I thought was two paragraphs is actually eight paragraphs, and they're big. So no, I'm not reading that. But I will read the first paragraph of the introduction. Even if you are not familiar with fantasy role-playing games in general, and Dungeons & Dragons in particular, you will find this work, with its companion volumes, Monster Manual, and Dungeon Master's Guide, is a complete game system in itself. It will stand alone, and it has been written and edited in order to make the whole as easily understood as possible, without taking anything away from its complexity and completeness. If, comma, on the other hand, comma, you are a veteran adventurer of many sword and sorcery campaign games, Advanced Dungeons and Dragons will prove to be superior to any past offerings in the fantasy role-playing game field. Gauntlet fucking throne. You will find it easy to integrate your existing character or characters into the new system. And at the same time, the game will be both familiar and different. There are nuances not found in previous efforts. All the necessary information is presented in clear and concise terms in a format which logically follows the flow of play. And there are like 12 more paragraphs in this style of writing explaining the tome and its purpose. Again, we don't really get this kind of explanation. It's fascinating to behold.
Yeah, it's amazing what flowery language Gygax taxed to Arneson's ideas.
Responding to the fact that Just Jacob apparently nearly went to seminary, Just Jacob, if I may make a comment, because the whiskey's hitting me, you should totally be a chaplain.
You have to go to seminary to be a chaplain. The only chaplain I could be now is I'd have to jump through a couple hoops and be a secular celebrant.
You could totally be. I work with a gal who's a fucking like Buddhist chaplain.
Yeah. Well, they have an ordination process. You have to be ordained in the faith you represent, and so the only one I qualify for is secular celebrant at the moment, and I have to jump through a couple hoops to do that.
You should be an awesome chaplain. Holy shit.
Yeah, and, you know, you could rival the great Charlie. Now, an explanation of the usages of the term level. The term level has multiple meanings in this game system. Although substitute terminology could have been used in Advanced Dungeons and Dragons, common usage of the term level to include multiple meanings is prevalent among existing players, so the term has been retained herein. The uses for level are, colon, and there's four fucking extended paragraphs about the word level and what it means. That's what this game is all about. So let's make some characters. Okay, here's what you're going to do. You have six stats. The very beginning of this requires you to roll some stats, so if you are unfamiliar with them, I'll tell you what they are now. They are strength. Well, you get the character sheets, but all right. Strength, dex, con, int, whiz, and cha. Or strength. Oh, wait. Oh, this is the old school ordering. Strength comes first, followed by intelligence, and then wisdom, and then dexterity. Oh, that's right. Okay.
I grabbed character sheets that followed that pattern and sent it out to everybody.
Yeah, it follows. Yep. Good job, Jacob. You gain 10 experience points.
You're welcome. I do what I can. You may be the demigod, but I do what my mere mortal hands can do.
Yeah, strength, intelligence, wisdom, dexterity, charisma, or constitution, and then charisma. Fascinating. Okay, I forgot about this.
Okay, hold on. Jacob, did you just admit to being a Nephilim?
Here's the thing. Nephilim it gets complicated. Just saying, I'm not a giant.
Oh my God. This doesn't, okay. Nope. Sorry. Gary strikes against you. Here's a strike against Gary right now. The character creation system doesn't actually tell you how to roll the dice. Boo. Here's what it says. Boo, Gary. Gary, you suck, and here's why. It has this extensive paragraph talking about what the numbers mean and potential and blah, 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 blah. And then it says, the referee has several methods of how this random number generation should be accomplished, suggested to him or her in the Dungeon Master's Guide, which I don't think was printed at the time that this book came out. The Dungeon Master's Guide will inform you as to which method you may use to determine your character's abilities. The principal abilities are detailed as follows. It details all the abilities and then doesn't tell you how to play, how to roll them. Jacob, you were about to correct me.
I wasn't going to correct you. I was going to say, following a trend that they revisited under the Open Gaming License, where we will not share the leveling tables and other key information under the Open Gaming License.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to let the three of you vote. And because there's three of you, there cannot be a voting block. That's the best part.
Quorum.
You get to vote. Do you wish to use the rolling system that we've been using so far on all the other games, which is 3d6 down the line and you keep it? Or do you wish to use what the Dungeon Master's Guide of Advanced Dungeons & Dragons recommends as the default rolling method, which, if I remember correctly, from my vast depth of knowledge about role-playing, is 4d6 down the line, drop the lowest?
That one.
Let's do that one. I don't think we've done that one before.
I vote for 4d6 down the line, drop the highest.
Ooh. No, that's awful.
That's terrible.
I'm an awful person.
Well, Poppy and this? Xander have both voted against
what
you.
Is this, so that's what's going with. What is this hole?
This, I must note, is the first time on a character change. Nope, I'm wrong. Never mind. This is the second time, because I remember when we did Pugmire, I gave you the option of which method do you want to choose, and you guys chose roll down the line. And it was beautiful.
I still
it was let's do this. Great for me.
I still want a Pekingese so bad and name her Princess.
Ugh. Princess, I think she had like a con of 18 and intelligence of 4.
She was great.
Her intelligence was 3. That was the thing. She was dumb as a post, but really good at everything else.
Well, that was her whole thing, is that she accidentally, like, motivationally interviewed everybody into, like, figuring shit out because she was just so dumb and honestly didn't understand.
Honestly, those characters need to go on an adventure.
I know.
They do. Linsel's down. We gotta make it happen.
Awesome.
Yep. Down 2.
Okay. Here's what we're going to do. 4d6 down the line, my friend.
Okay, sorry. So I'm a little drunk and I suck at RPGs, even though I've been with NPC for 9 years. So I'm going to roll them. I'm going to drop the lowest and I'm going to add those 3 dice together. Okay.
Yep. Oh, fuck my life.
Yes,
Poppy. Darling. Will you be the PC to my NPC? Wait, you already are. Okay.
Yes.
I listen to Poppy talk all the time. There's nothing PC about it.
I am very PC. democracy. I believe that people deserve respect and equal rights.
Okay. Just for the record, I'm adjusting my camera momentarily. That's an honest to God 17.
I just rolled an 8.
That sounds really nice, actually. So fuck off.
Oh my God. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 5. Oh God, math.
Oh my God.
Yeah, 13. Okay.
Just so that there's a record.
Oh, fuck you.
Sweltering Celt says the NPC is muted.
I'm muted. Oh, no. Okay. What I was saying was I'm going to roll up your hireling.
Oh, no. Do we have...
And he's going to be 3d6 down the line. Yep. I'm not going to roll up a full character. I'm just going to roll up a commoner. Oh, shit. Okay. Wow.
What? Okay, Nathaniel, I need to ask you a question. What is the most obscure class of character in...
Okay, we are done.
Jizzmopper.
Okay. So funny.
That's actually a class that a friend of mine made in AD&D and had published in a zine when I was 19.
One of my former friends / ex-lovers from like 20 years ago actually worked in a smut store, like in a bookstore smut shop that had like a those like video booths, you know, and he literally was a jizz mopper.
Poppy goes from zero to intoxicated, like.
Yep. When you got a metabolism like mine, buddy, I'll be sober by 10 p.m. and.
Ooh.
Okay, that was a fun roll.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
God damn it. Forces me into one of my favorite
my friends. My friends, I will go ahead and tell you about your hireling. This is the perfect hireling. The perfect. Perfect. The dice 3d6 down the line. Strength of 14, intelligence of 7, wisdom of 15, dexterity of 7, constitution 18.
Holy shit.
Charisma of 10. So
you would think with a wisdom that high, this hireling would steer clear of this particular party.
No, he just knows which of your orders to ignore.
Or that we're going to die quick and therefore pick our corpses clean.
Oh, guys,
he probably just
nothing.
Sees a good opportunity and is going to go for it.
You guys have got nothing on my piece of shit character I just rolled.
So, has everybody finished rolling?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Right. I'm going to start from my point of view for the top, which is just Jacob.
Strength of 12, intelligence of 14, wisdom of 11, dexterity of 17, charisma of 9, or sorry, con of 9, charisma of 16.
Dude.
Princess!
Nice. All right, and next would be Poppy.
Oh, God. Lord have mercy. Strength of 8, intelligence of 13, wisdom of 11, dexterity of 11, constitution of 8, charisma of 12. I am extremely average.
Just to make sure, you were rolling 4 and keeping the highest 3.
4 and dropping the lowest. Yes. Yes, okay. I was. I rolled a lot of 2s and a lot of 4s. It was terrible.
Dr. Xander Gerrymander.
I got a doctor.
Hello, flipping his hat. Beautiful.
Strength of 6. Intelligence 14. Nice. Wisdom 13. Dexterity 15. Constitution 14. Charisma 16.
Sounds like we got our thief.
We have our maybe our hey. Our party leader too.
Dexterity 17, so it's we might have a multi-thief party.
I don't know, Jacob. What was your intelligence?
14.
You sound like you could be a wizard who refuses to die. Yeah. What? Are there bards in first?
Oh, yes, there are.
No, if I remember correctly, the first edition bard was the first prestige class. You can't start the game as one. Mm. Okay. All right. Now, here's something else. You get to pick your race. Unlike when we did Rules Cyclopedia D&D, where your race was your class, and this, you get to choose a race before you choose your class.
Isn't there minimum stats for races?
No, there's minimum stats for classes. The races can help you get those. Well, oh, no, wait. Yes, there are minimums, but here's what I think. Here's my thought is the way that I played this when I was a child and not a child. I was a teenager by the time I got into
You were AD&D, a child.
Pretty much is that when you picked your race, you raise if your stat did not meet a minimum, you raised it and then lowered other stats to match. I played with a very benevolent DM, which I am drunk enough to be tonight.
That's surprising.
So, wait a minute. What? Who are you, and what have you done with the NPC I know and love?
I don't know who this man is. He's not my husband.
Nothing on this book says Hammercrawl. So we're playing campaign style, which means I expect your characters to live for a while. Okay. Races. Here's a go. We're going to pick a race. The races are dwarf, elf, gnome, halfling, half elf, half orc, and human.
Half orc was in first edition, really?
Half orc was in first edition.
Tell me.
Was not in second edition, oddly enough, as a default race.
I can't be a half ogre. Damn it.
That's Hammercrawl. There are half ogres in second ed in an expansion. The Book of Humanoids. Correct me if I'm wrong, dear listeners. Correct me if I'm wrong.
We are always open
Sweltering Celt believes that Poppy must be a gnome.
I was honestly, homegirl. You're reading
Poppy
my mind.
Poppy does like gems.
You're reading my mind. I was thinking gnome sounds pretty rad.
NPC, since we're forgoing attribute limits for race, are we going to forgo racial limits for classes?
Well, hold on. So we will stick with racial limits for classes. I understand why that exists in this game. I feel that there's a good reason for that. Even though I, as a player, hate it, I, as a GM, understand it. That said, I thought you were about to ask another question. And that question I will answer now is we will not be going with maximums for gender. Gary, you lose some points here. Every race follows this bullshit gender. No. Every race except the half-orc.
Yep.
The half-orc is the most wonderful race of all because they are 100% balanced across the row by gender. Mm-hmm. Good job, half-orc. That was remarkably future-sighted of you there, Gary. That said, the rest of this, fuck you, dude. That's some bullshit.
That said, aren't half-orcs capped on certain attributes that they can't have higher than?
Yeah. That, again, Gary, you're gaining some points, but you're losing more, unfortunately. Okay. Again, your characters, your races that you're choosing. Poppy,
I don't know. I blacked out.
Going with.
What's up?
Typical gnome. Typical gnome.
Jacob?
Yeah, I want to be a gnome. That sounds fucking rad. I don't even care what it does. I want to be a gnome.
Okay. Jacob, what about you?
I'm going to be human.
Okay, and Xander.
Oh, let's go half elf.
Human, half elf, and gnome. Got it.
Genome.
I'm gonna start with a gnome here. Hmm. Fascinating. Okay. What is your strength, Poppy?
My strength is 8.
Okay. What is your intelligence?
Must be nice.
Take that. My intelligence is a 13.
Okay. What is your wisdom?
My wisdom is an 11.
And your dex, I think, is
also decent. 11.
Constitution?
Constitution is 8.
Perfect. And charisma?
12.
All right. Gnome, 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 gnome. Here we go. Go ahead and write some things down,
yes,
Poppy.
Yes, got it.
As a gnome,
yes.
There's some character. You can choose to be a fighter, illusionist, thief, or assassin.
Assassin.
Nice.
You can also be multi-class. For example, you can choose to be an illusionist fighter, a fighter thief, an illusionist thief, or so on. Or
can I be an assassin
illusionist?
I want to be an assassin illusionist.
Fuck yeah.
Where do I write this?
Okay, you're going to be an assassin illusionist. Hold on, we'll see.
Hold on. No. I'm going to be an illusionist assassin.
Okay. What's your intelligence and dex?
Intelligence 13, dex 11.
You might not be able to be an assassin. We'll get to that in a minute. We'll choose classes in a moment.
I don't have to be a good assassin.
Whoa. Time out. Yeah. Your player guide lists assassin in there?
Yeah.
I thought that was Unearthed Arcana only. Okay.
No. Let me tell you what the classes are in first edition D&D. First edition AD&D. Don't pick your class just yet. You might change your class idea based upon the rest of the stuff that I tell you that your race gives you. But the classes are as follows: cleric, druid, fighter, paladin, ranger, magic user, illusionist, thief, assassin, and monk.
Yeah, assassin.
These are the core classes of the game in first edition.
Oh,
Dungeons and Dragons Advanced.
Yep, assassin, illusionist.
Okay, hold on though. Let me tell you what else you get as a gnome. You can choose to write some of this down. It's up to you.
Where?
What is your constitution score?
8.
Oh, okay. You get nothing from that. You get the following. Okay. You get the following languages.
Wait, hold on. I got to find this on the sheet.
If it's not on the sheet, just write it on the back.
Oh, here it is. Nope. Got it. Okay.
Ready?
Yep.
You get, and this one's kind of vague, so it will be replaced once you pick an alignment. Mm-hmm. You get alignment as a language, which means, for example, if you were lawful good, you can speak lawful good. Good job. Okay, you also get the common tongue of humanity, which we're just going to go with as common. You get dwarf, gnome, halfling, goblin, kobold, and you can also speak with any burrowing mammal. Such as, it gives examples, moles, badgers, ground squirrels, etc.
I'm quite multilingual.
So you speak tiny people.
Yes.
You have infravision up to 60 feet.
Where do I put that?
It should be a special ability. I don't know if those sheets have them.
Is that racial features, maybe?
There you go. Yeah, that.
Wait, what was it?
That sounds right.
Say it again. What is
infra
it?
Infravision. Just put dark vision. You have dark vision. Yeah.
Dark vision.
Well, okay. Modern D&D calls it dark vision, but really it's infravision. What it means, what it says in detail.
Give us a reading from the holy book of Gygax, sir.
Pardon me. excuse me. Gnomes have infravision, the ability to see into the infrared spectrum. So a gnome character is able to see up to 60 feet in the dark, noting varying heat radiation.
What? I blacked out.
Then you lose. Sorry.
I can see in the dark. It's fine. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Next, I'll tell you what. Just write down underground shit. There's a lot of it, and I don't want to read it off. You get like a percentage and a percentage and a percentage of basically you more or less get to know where you are underground.
Cool. Kind of like dwarves. If your feet are touching dirt,
kind of like
you
dwarves.
Know what you're doing. Okay. Yeah. I learned something.
Yeah.
And finally, you get +1 to attack kobolds and goblins.
Wait, where is this? +1
racial abilities.
Racial features.
Okay.
Yep.
+1 attack.
I forgot about this shit. So many abilities in the old edition.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Kobolds yeah. and what?
Goblins.
Okay.
Okay, now I'm going to read this whole thing, and you can write it down whenever you like, but let me read the whole thing first. When it being attacked by gnolls, bugbears, ogres, trolls, ogre mages, giants, and or titans, gnome characters subtract 4 from their attack rolls because of the gnome's small size and their combat skill against these much bigger creatures.
How? Okay, guys, for real. Like, even if I was sober and maybe more neurotypical than I am, how the fuck do you all keep track of all of this?
It's in the racial features section.
Like, that yeah, just, I get there's not enough Poppy, room.
We use these things called character sheets.
There's not enough room for all of that.
Right, smaller. You're a gnome.
The class features thing. Just right, real
Sander,
small.
Sander, give yourself 10 XP.
I'm using my comically large McMenamin's Kennedy School pencil.
Where's XP? I'm definitely gonna write this down.
Because Jacob's already got 10 too. I God forget for it. What. It was funny though.
I don't get any favoritism for being the wife. I'm just saying.
Be Hopefully funnier. It was for praising the forgotten prophet.
All right, so what's up? I'm evil, obviously.
Just write down, just write down big dudes are -4 to hit you.
Big okay. dudes, -4.
Jacob, you're going human.
Yep.
Okay. Human characters are neither given penalties nor bonuses, as they are established as the norm.
I'm bored.
Upon which these subtractions or additions for racial stock are based. Human characters are not limited as to what class of character they can become, nor do they have any maximum limit other than that intrinsic to the class of level they can attain within the class. As they are the rule rather than the exception, the basic information given always applies to humans, and racial changes are noted for differences as applicable for non-human or part-human stocks. So, dear listener, what this means is that in Dungeons and Dragons, if you are a non-human race, anything they can do, humans, you can do better, except you just can't advance it to as high of a level. That's it. They balance things out by making you not be able to play your character as long as if you were human.
Like you're ever going to get above 8th level. Come on, let's be real. Unless yeah, you're right? certain this, groups from Minneapolis, this ain't going to happen.
Yep. Okay. That's you. That's all your abilities. Write down, I am normal. There you go. Xander, what were you playing?
Half elf.
All right. They do not form a race unto themselves, but rather they can be found amongst elvenkind and men. Blah, 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 blah. Okay. Shit. Half-elves. Oh, half-elves have the most character class opportunities, just so we know. You can be any of the classes and possibly a combination of most of them. Half elves. All right, here's your abilities. You have a 30% resistance to sleep and charm spells.
Resistance or persistence?
The rule is resistance. And if this were Hammer Crawl, answer to you would be yes.
My only ask, but, because you're a little drunk and your enunciation wasn't great.
My rule for Hammer Crawl is when someone mishears something, it becomes a rule. Unfortunately, this is AD&D first edition, so it is written out as resistance.
First resistance.
Okay. You are able to speak common. You are able to speak your alignment. And also Elvish, Gnome, Halfling, Goblin, Hobgoblin, because they have a different language apparently, Orcish, and Gnoll.
Gnoll.
What's your intelligence?
14.
Okay. You have infravision up to 60 feet, just like the gnome.
So dark light vision.
Yeah. Okay. You're good at finding secret and concealed doors.
At finding secret doors?
Yep. Merely passing within them gives you a chance of finding them. All right, next. Here's, let's see. Oh, yeah, human, you have no stat mods, but half-elf, do you have any stats below 6?
No, I have one at exactly 6. Strength.
Okay, do you have any stats above 18?
Nope.
Do you have any stats above 17?
Nope.
All right, there we go. Cool. So here's what I will do. This is a house rule that has been applied to multiple D&D games. We did it. It was considered canon in the Rules Cyclopedia. I don't have the DMG handy, but I'm sure that the DMG would reference something like this. Anybody who wishes to raise your stats, if you wish, you can. It costs 2 points from another stat to raise one stat.
I'm pretty happy with how average I am.
Okay, now I'm going to stay in bed.
Xander, what was your dex again?
15.
I think I'll stay where I'm at.
Everything except for my strength is 13 or above. I'm fine where I'm at.
This is one of my favorite old pictures.
Oh, yeah. When gnomes were shorter than halflings. Oh, the good old days.
Of the races.
I mean, I think it's funny. I think of gnomes as being like 3 apples high. You know what I mean? Like,
that's probably because a long gnome.
This picture has gnomes. No.
How big are gnomes? Because I'm thinking of gnomes as being like this big, which is why being an assassin is so hilarious to me.
Oh, we'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Okay.
All right. Character classes. Here we go. Jacob, what are you thinking?
Ooh, well, here's the problem I'm faced. I have a dexterity of 17. Really, this is a character that should be a thief. Well, if I was going to min-max, but I feel that in their youth, this character was drawn to more intellectual pursuits and went the way of the mage, but is really good at dancing and dodging.
Here's my thought. Let's balance
the other D&D, dancing and dodging.
Let's figure out what the two of you are best at. So, Jacob, you have int 14 and dex 17. Yes. Xander, what is your int and dex?
My what index?
Intelligence and dexterity.
Intelligence 14, dexterity 15.
It might be the other way around then. I think Jacob might make the better thief and Xander might make the better wizard.
Well then,
ultimately it's up to you.
Good doctor, would you prefer to be a man of the academy or would you prefer to be rolling around in the gutter?
I don't know why it can't be both, but my highest stat is charisma.
Well, mine is 2, so.
And what's your charisma?
16, so it really does.
My highest stat is intelligence.
I mean, with a dex of 17 and a charisma of 16, I mean, like, I'm a con man pickpocket walking.
Hold on, let's look at some other options here, though. There may be some things we're not considering. Okay, Xander, what is your strength?
It's 6.
Well, you can't be a ranger or paladin.
Nope.
Hey, what's the charisma requirement for a paladin?
17.
Damn it.
What exactly is a paladin, BT Dubs?
Can I?
A priest that hits you with a sword.
So imagine Jesus, but in full armor. There you go. That's a paladin.
Since I'm so close, I am going to ask if I can go back and do the 2-for-1 change.
Hold on. What's your strength?
12.
That's what you need. What's your intelligence? Yeah, we got that. What's your wisdom?
9. Or wisdom, 11.
You need a 13 wisdom.
Shit, that's
what's
right.
What's your constitution? Hold on. What's your constitution?
Yeah.
What's your constitution?
9 is.
You got the constitution. And what is. Hold on.
Okay.
Hold on. What's your intelligence is 14.
Yep. My wisdom is 12.
Drop it to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4. That will raise your wisdom to 13. Okay. What did you say your constitution was?
9.
What about your dex?
17.
Cool. Drop that 2 points and raise your charisma to 17.
I will be the party paladin. Will that answer?
All right, so hold on. Do you have a strength of 12?
Yes.
Intelligence of 9?
Yes.
Wisdom of 13?
Yes.
Constitution of 9?
Yes.
17 charisma?
Yes.
Congrats, motherfucker. You're a paladin. Woo! Woo! All right, Xander, you're a half elf. Guess what you can do? You can be a wizard thief. You are intelligent enough and dexterous enough, I believe, to be both.
And so I'm also very charismatic, so I can go and just charm the pants off people, too. That's very exciting to me.
What's your wisdom?
13.
All right, cool. Poppy?
So what I'm hearing you say is we're basically, this is a Discworld novel.
All right, Xander, let me read to you the veritable opportunities that are in front of you. A character of half-elven race can also opt to become a multi-class individual, i.e. a cleric/fighter, a cleric/ranger, cleric/magic user, fighter/magic user, fighter-thief, magic-user-thief, cleric, fighter, magic user, or fighter, mage, thief.
I blacked out. What happened?
That's insane.
The only triple class opportunities involve fighter.
Yeah, no, not strong enough.
So if you want, your options would be cleric. Oh my God, you can be a cleric thief. Can you be a cleric thief? Nope, you can't.
Nope.
You can be a mage thief, though.
I'm going to be a mage thief. That sounds great.
Those are, in my opinion, the best characters in the game.
Oh, this is a train wreck of a party.
Okay.
I am excited.
All right. Now mage we have a shitload of things to write down.
Fuck.
You all have a buttload of modifiers here. So what I'm going to do is, instead of going through your entire ability trees, I'm just going to look for characters that are exceptional. Does anybody have a high strength?
12.
My strength is 8.
Must be nice.
Oh, man. 8 is fucking normal as fuck. Don't worry about it.
Okay, cool.
Does anybody have a high strength? No?
12 is the highest.
All right. 12. You can carry a bit more than everyone else. Good job. That's about all we care about. Again, there's a fuckload of numbers to write down. You might look at your character sheets and see all these modifiers to the right of your stats. Yep. I'm too drunk to give a shit about those. So, next, intelligence. Does anybody have an intelligence of... Okay, sorry. Does anybody have an intelligence lower than 8?
No.
All right.
We all graduated from community college.
Yay, Poppy, Greendale.
What's your intelligence?
My intelligence is 13.
13 means you could take up to 3 other languages, except the fact that you're a gnome and they are limited. You have a maximum of 2 more languages. So it's a gnome thing. For some reason, gnomes just can only learn X number of languages. Xander, what's your intelligence?
14.
You can learn 4 other languages.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
I don't think you have a limit. Let me make sure.
What are my language options?
Yep. You get 4 other languages. We'll get to those in a minute. And Jacob, intelligence?
10.
10. You get 2 other languages. All right. And one note here, Xander, with a 14, the highest level of spell that you can cast is 7th level. There are 9 levels of spells.
Okay. Sure. Please write that down. The max language, known spell, min spell. Oh, max spells. I'm going to type a 7 there.
So, in first edition Dungeons and Dragons, do you happen to recall rather if alignment languages were a thing?
Oh, they are. We have. Yeah. Everybody gets their alignment language. Yeah.
I better be evil. If I'm not an evil gnome assassin illusionist.
Oh, you get to choose your alignment. I'm evil. It's the 9 alignment. It's lawful good to all the way to chaotic evil.
Chaotic evil.
It's up to you. Yeah, go for it, chaotic evil drunky lady. All right. Wisdom. Is anybody have a wisdom of 7 or less?
Nope.
Okay. Does anybody have a wisdom higher than...
What? Say again?
What's your wisdom?
11.
You're good.
Okay,
does anybody have a wisdom of 15 or higher?
No.
None of you are clerics. Doesn't matter. All right. Does anybody have a dexterity of 15 or higher?
No.
I have 15.
Congratulations. You get a -1 bonus to armor class. What? And AD&D, lower armor class is better.
Oh, okay. That's fine then.
Does anybody have a dexterity of 6 or lower? Hold on. Oh, yep. Nope. Your henchman doesn't. All right.
And on the stream, Sweltering Celt, you're calling out to my heart with dropping the Thaco, the bane of my existence. I had several friends growing up who had memorized the Thaco tables for every single fucking class. And if you're wasting brain power on that, oh, fuck you.
What's a Thaco table?
Oh, don't worry about it.
Poppy, don't. You don't.
Don't.
Okay. All right. I'm
you
done.
Don't.
Cool.
Just trust me. You don't. Cool. Okay. And finally, wait. Dex. Oh, Dex. Thieves. Thief. Dexterity. What's your dexterity, Xander?
15.
Okay. You get no modifiers. That's not bad. Does anybody have a constitution of 15 or higher?
Negative.
Your henchman does. Does anybody have a constitution of 6 or lower?
No.
Hey, nope. Did you skip Dex or
we Well, I went through Dex. What's your Dex?
15.
Then you have a -1 penalty or bonus, sorry, to armor class.
Okay, but no reaction to reaction/missile adjustment?
Nope.
Okay.
Those begin at 16. And finally, charisma. Now, charisma is actually a lot more important than a lot of people think it is. Mm-hmm. Because if you follow the AD&D rules for play, dungeon crawling involves charisma checks for every fucking encounter you come across. These are important. Does anybody have a charisma of 8 or lower? Does anybody have a charisma of 13 or higher?
Why, yes.
No.
Why, yes, I do. El Suavarito right here.
Ooh. All right. Jacob, what's yours?
17.
make a note that you can have up to 10 henchmen. You have a 30% loyalty base modifier and a 30% reaction base modifier.
Just putting a cough.
Xander, what's your charisma?
Oh, go ahead.
16.
You can have 8 henchmen. You have a 20% loyalty base modifier and a 25% reaction modifier. Reactions are good. This is a party that's going to make some friends in the dungeon. You might not be able to befriend the gelatinous cube, but that tribe of goblins might actually sway to your side, especially since I think two of you speak goblin.
I do
Google speak. Gobble, Google bobble, one of us.
I do speak goblin.
I do too. I speak goblin and hobgoblin.
We have goblin friendship bracelets at the ready, like already pre-made.
All right.
You all might.
We do.
Paladin. You are a character subclass, a fighter who is, what's your wisdom?
My wisdom is 13, sir.
And what's your strength?
My strength is 12, sir.
Okay. You do not get an experience bonus. The benefits of the Paladin. These are your special core abilities. You can detect evil at will 60 feet. You get +2 to all saving throws. Don't write them down for the number. It's a +2 to the roll. You are immune to disease in all forms. You can lay on hands, 2 hit points per level of experience.
Lay your hands on me. Lay your hands on me.
Why are you singing Peter Gabriel all of a sudden? Ooh.
Here's a fascinating rule that I forgot about from first edition. You can lay on hands once a day. Only once.
Poor man.
Otherwise, HR is going to be after
you. Poor man.
And it heals 2 hit points per level of experience, which means you can't divide the hit points once a day, and that's how much
it heals.
I really
thought the average for dudes was like 3 times a day.
You know, it does depend.
Depends on the age. You can cure disease once per week per 5 levels of experience. You just touch someone, be healed, my brother. And you are surrounded by perfection from evil in a 1-inch, I guess, 5-foot radius
six feet.
Around you.
Six feet.
Really sounded like you said perfection from evil.
God damn it. Why are we not playing Hammerfall?
I don't know.
We would have such cool abilities.
I mean, this was your call, man.
God damn it. Okay. All right. Continuing.
Okay, here's some fascinating shit from first edition. You may never retain more than 10 magic items.
Yep.
1 armor, 1 shield, 4 weapons, and 4 other. You will never retain wealth.
Nope. You give it all away.
Excess is given away as the tithe. All 10% of all money you get is given to the church. Or no, sorry, it's given to whatever charitable institution of lawful, religious institution of lawful good alignment you select. You can have henchmen of lawful good and none other. And you will not knowingly take alliance with characters who are not.
Interesting.
This is my friend, the illusionist and the magic user.
I'm also chaotic evil.
I know there's this joke in fantasy about the stupid paladin.
Well, that's...
But my friends, the paladin in AD&D has an average intelligence, human standard, and a super good wisdom. So I don't know where that joke came from, because paladins are actually pretty good at what they do. Anyway, other than that, you're a fucking fighter.
Yeah, I'm a fucking fighter. I beat shit until it stops crying.
You have a D10 hit die.
Woo!
Stop triggering childhood memories. God damn it.
Wow. Wow.
I'm kidding.
Yeah, and you get you attract men of arms at higher levels, and you can build a stronghold of lawful good people. So, hey, there we go. There's actually classes in AD&D as opposed to their stats are super fucking simple. Okay, now we wanted to do the complicated thing, which is multi-classing. All right, here's where we go down the line. I'm sorry, Poppy.
Yes, darling.
You chose this.
The assassin isn't an option for what I was saying. The illusionist assassin isn't an option.
Are you fucking kidding me? I feel so betrayed.
Oh, it was all an illusion the entire time.
Yeah, okay, sorry. So what?
I misread the comma space ETC period to imply that other options were available.
I will use my comically large eraser.
Then it shows, fuck you, Gary. An actual list, because you're, you know what? I'm sorry. That was rude of me. Gary
is red. And we don't want, I mean, maybe it's Gary who's haunting our house and like knocked on your door last night.
It could be. Jacob?
All I'm going to say is that perhaps the issue with your house is not the fact that you're not recognizing Gary as you have not put out an offering for Arneson in adequate time.
You know, until a metal band calls itself Arneson.
So what is my fucking class?
I'm wearing a Gygax shirt. Hold on. I will note that it was shameful for Gary to imply that there were other options other than those written, because clearly only the ones written weren't the actual options. The comma, et cetera, was pointless. So, you are a gnome.
Yes.
I will just go back and read them out, because this is taking so long. AD&D first edition is complicated.
I mean, I think what's the more important question is, do I have a Roman nose or otherwise?
I'm sorry, you were pointing at your neck when you said otherwise, so I thought you were about to say, or a Roman neck. Like, what? All right, hold on. Here's what you can be. Yes. You can be any of the single classes, right? You can be a fighter, you can be an illusionist, or you can be a thief. Or you can be an assassin. Then, instead, you can be a fighter illusionist, a fighter thief, or an illusionist assassin, or a fighter assassin.
Illusionist assassin?
Sorry.
Said she couldn't be that.
No, sorry, I misspoke. Illusionist thief. Yes.
I just want to be an assassin.
Okay. You want to be an assassin? All right. This is going to be great.
I'm an assassin.
Okay, assassin. Woo, here we go. What's your strength, Bobby?
My strength is an 8.
Can't be an assassin. Sorry. Okay.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Minimum 12.
What can I be?
You could be nothing.
God damn it.
You can be, what's your dex?
11.
What's your intelligence? What's your highest stat?
My highest stat is intelligence of a 13.
You should be an illusionist.
I want to be an assassin. Okay, illusionist it is. I'm an illusionist, but I'm taking an assassin correspondence course. Okay?
And by that, that just simply means you learned how to be evil.
Fine.
Wow.
What's your intelligence?
Mine? 13.
Yeah. You can't be an illusionist.
God damn it. What the fuck? I just keep erasing things. It's like my life.
God damn it.
Oh, man. I think you are simply a thief, my friend.
No!
Oh, fuck.
I aspire to be so much more. What the fuck is this class is bullshit? Fine.
Wow. Outstanding.
Thief, then. I guess I'm a thief. I think I'm a thief that has delusions that I'm an assassin and an illusionist.
Sure.
I hate you all.
Right.
Yeah, but here's the picture of
you
the
know
thief.
What? No, I don't even care. I want to be
he's sticking it to the
I
man.
I want to be an illusionist assassin. God damn it. I can be more.
You roll up a new gear.
I can be more than the fucking social construct bullshit has fated me to be. Damn it!
Wow. All right.
I'm gonna go get me a minor in studies and show you all motherfuckers that I can be whatever I want to be.
Fuck you for making me nearly spit my ride.
We're gonna take a short break. Okay, on our break, I have looked some things up, and I believe I might have a solution for you, Poppy.
Oh?
Yes, if you wish to play an assassin.
Does it involve bacon jerky?
Your mic is all the way away from your face.
I'm sorry.
You gotta put the mic up.
There does it involve bacon jerky?
Does not involve bacon jerky. However, okay. What is your character's intelligence?
13.
And what is your dexterity?
11.
Okay. Okay, so here's... Oh, man. All right. Here's what you need to do in order to become an assassin. You need to subtract a total of 10 points from wisdom, constitution, and charisma.
Oh, shit. Wisdom, constitution,
constitution and charisma. Yep.
Okay, wisdom, constitution, and charisma. A total of 10 points. Okay.
A total of 10 points across them.
Okay.
I would highly recommend not choosing constitution or charisma to take them super low.
So then my wisdom would be like a 1?
You can't lower anything lower than 3.
What is that? But it's... all right.
Also, you chose gnome, and gnome have some high numbers here, so hold on.
That's just some math.
Charisma can go low to 3. Con can go as low as 8. And wisdom can go as low as 3. I would drop your wisdom as low as you can. What's your wisdom currently?
11.
Okay. So drop it by 7 points.
Okay. So negative 7. So to a 3. Okay.
That would drop it to a 4.
All right. 4.
That explains.
What is your charisma?
My charisma is a 12.
Okay,
oh, this party is a disaster, and we haven't even gotten to Xander.
So if I drop that to a 9, yes.
Here's what happens. Raise your strength to a 12.
Wait, okay. What about okay, so wisdom is now 4. Charisma is now not 9.
Charisma is now 9.
God damn it. 9. Okay.
And your strength is now 12. Got it?
Okay, hold on. My comically large pencil. Okay, strength is now 12.
And what was your dexterity?
My dex is 11.
Now it is 12.
Okay. And now I can be an assassin?
You are an assassin.
Yay! Yay! I'm a real boy.
God.
I only had to erase this 5 times.
Oh my God. So I just want to mention my favorite sentence. The primary function of assassins is killing. Just so you know.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Right. Did you know that llamas are beasts of burden?
Yes.
That was a line.
Oh, fucking God.
And that was a line at legit, like, 400 level college class that I took.
So, Paladin, your hit die is a D10. Assassin, your hit die is a D6.
Ah, oh, what the fuck? Okay, hit die, D6. Is that my hit points?
Hold on.
Hold on, we haven't got the hit points.
No, wait, yet. Full hit points. 6. Okay, got it. Got it.
Do assassins get modifiers to the skills? See, now, here's what I don't know. Thanks, Gary. God damn it, Gary.
This is why he's haunting our house. Stop questioning him.
I mean, I guess assassins get thief abilities. I guess they get them.
They get some of them at a reduced rate, if I remember correctly.
They get like fucking assassin. Fuck it. I don't want to write all this shit down. We're skipping it because I'm drunk.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. It's fine. Fine. It's
fine. We want to get to the more important character, which is Xander. Sorry, Bobby. I'm joking.
No, I'm just going to black out. It's fine.
I'm not joking. That sounds legit.
All right. Xander, what were you thinking? Mage thief? Yeah?
Mage thief.
There we go. Magic music thief. Gotcha. Only elves and half elves can be a magic user thief. Oh my god. What? Okay. At first level, Jesus, this is fucking complicated. I thought it was a lot simpler than it.
Wait. He's a first level Jesus?
Yeah. You're saying Jesus was a wizard thief?
Yep.
I mean, yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
And I thought he made water into wine.
You know.
Mary Magdalene was like all about that shit, so you know what I'm saying.
We just lost Christianity.
Nope, please.
I'm still here. I'm still here.
I mean,
don't worry about it.
Xander is still here, and I can still hold my end in a theology argument if we need to. Ooh, just Jacob and the doctor have theology conversations.
Patreon content right there.
I would pay to see that.
Oh my god.
Also, as the very jaded agnostic atheist, I kind of want to be a part of that.
As the formerly Catholic militant atheist?
Oh my god. Special bonus content, yes. Drunk religion.
Oh my god.
I mean, I'm lost.
I love this episode so hard.
It's really good, but this is so fucking strange in that second edition, I remember, because second edition was my edition, had much deeper details upon the concepts of multiclassing. Whereas the multiclassing here is, here we go. Experience is divided between the two, and what about hit points? Doesn't really say. Didn't say. Fucking say.
I'm gonna write that down as a million.
I guess you just take the higher of the two. I don't. I'm trying not to apply what I know from second edition to first edition because I want to make sure it says it. It just talks about average hit points. I guess you just go with average.
Also, hit points is the one place where I can't actually click and modify anything in Adobe.
I guess that means you don't get any. One hit, that's all it takes. All right, so here's the thing. You are playing a thief.
That's what my drug dealer says.
As a thief, you're going to get a shitload of abilities. I will highlight the ones that you are best at. You are best at climbing
class walls. Features.
Class.
Okay, features. Let's do it.
You are best at climbing walls. You're pretty good at hiding in shadows, and actually, you're really good at picking pockets. There's a bunch of other shit that you can do, but I really don't want to read down the list here because we are so long on time.
All right, let's keep going.
But the most important part is you are a fucking wizard. So here's what you get as a fucking wizard. You get a spell book. And in this spell book, by the way, your level title as a wizard, your official title is Prestidigitator. You are a Prestidigitator. That's a level one
wizard. Fancy.
All right. You can cast one spell per day. You have a tome, a spell book. It contains... Go. God damn it. Where does it say how many spells you get?
Prestidigitator? Is that from that fucking movie? Prestidigitator. Bedknobs and Broomsticks or some shit?
Triguna Macoides and Trichorum Sadis D.
Whoa!
Prestidigitator?
Oh, NPC. You just... Oh, my God. Oh, young Angela Lansbury, be still my beating heart. Oh, my God.
No, my friend. She was not young in that movie. She was younger.
So, Jacob, how jealous... he's my husband.
Yeah. Angela Lansbury is fucking old.
She really is. Old.
Yeah. I think she was in her 40s, 30s or 40s during that movie.
She's fucking rad is what she is. Angela Lansbury, if you're looking to sponsor a podcast.
Jesus Christ, if Angela Lansbury were to sponsor this podcast.
I fucking love her.
I love her so much.
I mean, I want to go watch some to Murder, She Wrote, like, all night long, like, right now.
I will just go and watch The Manchurian Candidate a million times because she's so fucking perfect in that movie.
Angela Lansbury might just be our new mascot.
I'm fine with that. I used to watch
Gary, you don't need to give a goddamn page reference.
God damn it, Gary. Gary, we love you. Please stop haunting our house. Gary haunts our house.
How many spells does a goddamn wizard start with? You know, I'm sorry. I don't like its headers. I don't like that it's not organized. It's really upsetting me.
This is like the longest episode ever.
It really is. Gary is so fucking verbose about so many things. And yet, he doesn't say the obvious things that, like, right at the front. Here's the thing.
Oh my God, a verbose nerd? Never.
I'm playing
D&D. I'm a wizard. I want to know how many spells I start with. Where does it say this? Damn you, Gary! Damn you! And your damn wizardry. I don't know, Xander. You get spells. There we go.
That's fine. Spells. Leave it at that. I don't give a shit anymore. It's been too long.
First edition is failing the drone test.
I forgot.
What do I know? All right. Here's the deal. You are a mage, which means your hit die as a mage is a D4. But your hit die as a thief is a D6, which means you're going to start the game with 5. Hit points. Cool. Assassin, you start the game with 6 hit points. And Paladin, you start the game with 10 hit points.
Hello, Meat Shield.
Oh, character languages. Here we go. Where is the alignment language? Where is that? Oh, here's some fascinating text from back in the day. In addition to the common tongue, all intelligent characters... or creatures, are able to converse in speech. Oh, wait, okay. No wonder this sentence wasn't working. In addition to the common tongue, all intelligent creatures able to converse in speech use special languages particular to their alignment. These alignment languages are chaotic evil, chaotic good, chaotic neutral, lawful evil, lawful good, lawful neutral, neutral evil, neutral good, and neutrality. That means you start being able to speak lawful good, Jacob.
Yes. And
Poppy, you start being able to speak crazy psychopath.
Yay!
Andrew, start being able to speak whatever alignment language.
So
lawful
like,
evil, obviously. I'm amazing.
Whoa. We have a...
This party is not going to last very long.
Probably not. I just need you all to know that later when Nathaniel is editing this episode, I am the one who fucking lives with him and has to hear about it when he's sober.
That sounds like a personal problem.
And like, oh my fucking God, what the hell, you motherfuckers are over talking and blah 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 blah. And I'm just gonna be like, I'm gonna go now, okay? It's cool.
In all fairness, our last episode dealt with some extreme technical difficulty, and which is why, regrettably, it has gone to the dustbin of history.
Yeah, the sound just didn't work. But here's something I'm going to say. I will never fucking run this game, and I'll tell you why.
Because
this game is 42 years old and does not stand up to modern scrutiny. One cannot pick this game up and play it.
What do you mean?
You have to read this book, and this book tells you to reference another fucking book in order to make a character.
Dude, that was coming to the 90s.
No. Character creation has always been a part of the player's fucking book. You never had to go to the GM, to the DMG or whatever. Even, what was in the 90s? What else? Alternity, Wizards of the, TSR's last game. You can pick up.
Alternity was so not their last game, but.
Alternity was TSR's last game. It was paused. It was destroyed.
Oh, yes, you're right.
Coast took over. So
I need to finish this out because I'm a completionist. I just need to know my age, my height, and my weight, and my level. I'm a level 1.
Before just Jacob and NPC get in a pointless argument regarding addition history.
I can't do this anymore.
This is
not holding up to my standards as a GM.
Ugh.
I mean, your choice, man. Your choice.
I'm done.
There's an option.
How tall are you? I don't fucking know because it doesn't say how tall you are.
That's in the DMGs. That's the problem.
But this is the player's book. The player's.
Also, Jacob, why did you send me a Firefly sheet in the Discord? I thought we were making Firefly characters. I was so excited.
In my defense, NPC put two options out there. I found the sheets for both. Now, if everybody wants to stay on and drink, they can watch us make Firefly characters.
No. I think we should just...
Y'all can watch them make Firefly characters.
I have a brown coat and I will fucking wear it.
We're just going to stop right here.
Oh, you're going to wear a brown coat? Okay. Purple Belly Pride, motherfucker.
All right. We're doing this now.
I'll be right back. I got some blue gloves upstairs. And on that note, you've been listening to Biker's Dice and Bars.
Sorry, you want this lovely brown coat? I'm putting this shit on right now.
I think, no, here's what we're going to do. We're all this tank. We're just going to make whole characters again. Or we're going to make Nightbane characters.
The fucking independence flag from fucking Firefly on my wall? It's right there, motherfucker.
Oh.
It's right there.
You and I are going to have a conversation, motherfucker.
Juni Shangra Kwaila.
I think your initiation was wrong, but don't take my word for it.
Oh, my God.
This conversation is over.
You know what? I've run advanced Dungeons & Dragons. I can't. I just can't now. I am so used to modern design. I'm so used to the concept of, I don't want to waste your time, reader. I want to show you the things that you want to know. And this book doesn't show me the things that I want to know. There are no subheaders. This book, as someone interested in typography and production design, this book has no subheaders. None. They're all like, I'm sorry. It has headers and subheader A. That's it. So it's H1 and H2. This whole fucking book is H1 and H2. There's no organization. It's, how was this so popular?
Because it was the only thing we had until the late 90s.
Oh, wait. You say it's the only thing we had, and yet, per Gary's own words, if, on the other hand, you are a veteran adventurer of many swords and sorcery campaign games, Advanced Dungeons & Dragons will prove to be superior to any past offerings of the fantasy role-playing game field. If you are not familiar with fantasy role-playing games, plural, in general, and Dungeons & Dragons in particular, implying multiple games that aren't Dungeons & Dragons, you will find this work is a complete game system in itself. It will stand alone. It does not stand alone, Gary. And it has been written and edited in order to make the whole as easily understood, fuck you, Gary, as possible without taking anything away from its complexity and completeness.
This is why
Gary is wrong.
This is why he is haunting our house, Nathaniel.
I mean, Gary, yeah.
Stop knocking on my door at 5:30 in the morning.
I mean, realistically, it wasn't until the 90s that we started seeing... I mean, like, you even mentioned Alternity. There was a player's handbook, and there was a GM's handbook. And that was the way games published for almost 18, maybe even 20 years.
Let's see what we got here. Let's look at Middle Earth. Middle Earth role-playing. What year was this?
That would be...
1984. All right. Let's look at the character creation. Oh, okay. Guess
for
what?
How old
tells you every fucking thing you need to know to make a character. Hey!
I'm not defending it. I'm just saying what the industry standard was, NPC.
Okay.
New hashtag, instead of than fuck you, PBOT, is going to be fuck you, Gary?
All right.
I'm on board.
What was this?
Oh, 1989.
Poor 1989. Oh, guess what? It tells you everything you need to know to make a fucking character. I am not going to take this any further because I could go in a tirade here. But the book isn't complete. It is not a player's handbook.
Patreon goal, if you want to hear Just Jacob and NPC get drunkenly rant about game design from 1972 through 1995 about... let's see some donations.
And Sweltering Celt, thank you for the many comments that you are putting into our Twitch stream. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm with you. Shatterrun.
Sweltering Celt?
I was nine at the same time, yeah.
Oh, my God, I feel...
Yeah, this game, I feel, is... it doesn't hold up to my... personal standards of modern game design.
I second that.
Then again, game design has come a long way. However, even second edition AD&D had everything you needed to know to make a character. It told you how many spells you started with right there, where you wanted that information to be. It did not tell you to reference the Dungeon Master's Guide to roll your fucking dice. I know that so many fans of the first edition hated second edition because it strayed away from Gary's Path. I'll say something.
Gary's Path was wrong.
Gary's Path was wrong. Dave's Path better, but I'm also drunk. I don't know if that's true. But Blackmore.
Not necessarily, but yeah.
Gary the taco god or the tortilla god?
Gary was the god of tacos.
Oh, God, I've got hiccups now.
I mean, at some point, if people want... So the whole Gary Gygax, Dave Arneson debate is this mess that only matters to super geeks of a certain sort. But there's a little bit of hometown pride for me on this issue, and if you want me to do a deep dive with citations and go through exactly what Gary stole from Dave at some point, we can do that. But
that's going to be some bonus material.
Because Just Jacob is going to swear so goddamn much at that Wisconsin interloper.
Bobby?
I feel like this whole episode should be bonus content.
No, this is glorious.
This is glorious.
And I say this because I'm drunk. It's probably
God terrible, damn it.
But God damn it.
This is what we do.
So, Xander,
Oh, Xander is away from his mic.
Oh, God.
Xander. I want to apologize. You were expecting Firefly, and this is what you got. Next time we do a character jam, I fucking promise you, Firefly.
At least this time he's not underneath the table crying like
I have no comment.
So here's the thing I want to note. This I'm chalking this whole character jam up to we get together, we're gonna start a new game. GM, three players, we sit down, I'm like, hey, I got this game, let's try to make characters for it. We fail. And then I pull out another game that we like better, and I play that one instead.
So, I have to say, I really miss Tales from the Loop.
Same.
That is probably, and I'm not a person who really likes campaigns very much because they don't tend to hold my interest. But I really enjoyed our Tales from the Loop campaign.
I really enjoyed running it, and I really enjoyed the group that we had.
So oh, the comments I got.
Yeah.
I really, really want to do Tales from the Loop again with those same. I really, like, Winifred is just, I really want to be Winifred again, like, so bad.
Here's what needs to happen?
Okay.
Motherfuckers need to stay home. And those that go out need to wear their masks, and we need to flatten the curve.
Yeah,
we're... So if you listeners want to hear more, you want to hear a follow-up, Tales from the Loop, we need to flatten the curve. We need to make COVID go away. Because that is a game, for me as a GM, that requires running a group in person so we can all see each other.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Face-to-face
and vibe. I loved the experience running that game. I do not enjoy. Let me start over. I do not feel that the online Zoom or Skype or Discord format of play is conducive to that close of a gaming experience. Just don't.
Jacob? Yeah.
So I just want to do a shout out at the moment to, and for those of you listening on the podcast, Sweltering Celt has been with us all this session and has mentioned how much they'd like to see our faces as we game. And let me just say that there has been some thought about how to bring cameras into the studio before. And when people start wearing masks and when the medical establishment starts responding to this appropriately, and once our political leaders start figuring out how to effectively support the people negatively impacted by COVID,
how to effectively,
we are going to be back in the studio, and maybe there will be cameras.
Yeah, I miss you guys.
That game was amazing. I enjoyed running it. And I want, if I were to run it again, which I do, because it was left in a way that I could definitely run more. And there's two more adventures of that
game. Even though we blew up the world?
Yeah, you know, that's how it could have ended.
Yeah.
And again, I really, really enjoyed playing my character. That was a lot of fun, and Zip still is just the fucking coolest.
Zip is the fucking coolest.
Zip is so cool.
She's so cool.
And she
so
has cool. Terrible. She has a terrible internet connection. I don't even think she uses a computer, so it would just not work.
Yeah.
We need to get the whole group. We need to get everybody in person again.
Yeah.
I would love to run that session again.
I mean, okay. Here's the other thing, you guys. If we get enough backers on Patreon, we could once a month rent a conference room where we could all be 6 feet apart from each other.
We don't have enough backers to pay the bills.
I know. I'm just dreaming.
So until that happens. At this point, we're kind of, we've gone way off topic here. Let's get back
okay. to
dragons.
It's 8:30. We've been recording 2 hours.
NPC, may I call for a clap sync just so you know in the editing where to look for our digression?
Nope. I'll figure it out.
We'll clap sync at the end.
Okay.
Anyway, I want to bring this to a close here. This is the first of the character jams we've done that I have given up on.
This is
the ripcord has been pulled, folks. The demigod has bailed out. He forced Xander and I through an entire character creation of Hole, yet he's pulling the cord on first edition Dungeons and Dragons.
I am putting my dice away, sir.
I'm going to close this out with a reading from the rear cover of the book. And this is a lie. No, this is all that's written on the back of the book. It doesn't even tell you what the fucking game's about. It just simply says, no more searching through stacks of books and magazines to find out what you need to know.
What?
The player's handbook puts it all at your fingertips, including all recommended character classes, character races, character levels, statistics, equipment lists, costs, spell listings by level, and descriptions of effects, including many new spells. As a dungeon adventurer or a dungeon master, you will find the contents of this book to be what you have been waiting for. All useful material is now compiled under one cover, especially for players. You fucking lying sack of shit. That's a lie.
Can we at least say what our characters' names are? Because I really like mine.
Yes, please do.
My character's name is Fluvog Cumberbatch.
And Xander's character is apparently named Pip Boy. That's wearing the mask.
Because we are living in Fallout right now.
Jacob, do you have a character name for your pal?
Yeah. Johann Righteousson.
Oh!
Righteousson. I like it.
Love it.
Let's bring this to a close before I commit more Dungeons & Dragons sacrilege against the old time.
Blasphemer.
This has been a lot of fun to get us drunk and on the mics and just having some fun.
It's like old times. I miss you guys.
I miss you guys.
I miss you all.
This has been Bikers Dice and Bars, recorded here in Portland, Oregon. You can stream us every other Thursday night on twitch.tv/breakfastpuppies. You can listen to us on the podcast feed when we get around to releasing new episodes that aren't lost due to technical issues. You can back us on Patreon if you want to help us pay some of the bills or buy us some pizza or beer or wine or booze or whiskey or whatever.
Admittedly, pay the bills.
Yeah.
NPC fronts the cost for all of our hosting and everything, all of the equipment, all of everything. So, yeah. This is we don't make any money off of this right now, y'all. We do this because we like to.
You can join us on Discord because we like to talk to you.
We do.
Have a good time with
us. We
do. And Sweltering Kelt.
Yeah.
And Sweltering Kelt, if you want to just ping us on Discord so we know what name to attach to Sweltering Kelt, we'd appreciate it.
Gif Heckler, I believe.
That's the Gif Heckler.
It's the Gif Heckler.
It's our Gif Heckler. Yes.
My nemesis.
What? We love Gif Heckler.
So, fun story. I was about to simply... okay, I'm going to do A and then B because I'm drunk. A is you can also come and find us at WagonCon if it ever happens again.
Yes.
At the end of this month at Camp WagonCon in the Dalles, which hopefully won't be on fire at that time. And you can join us maybe if you're in the area. Who knows? But speaking of WagonCon, one WagonCon, I think it was a year ago, I bought a hand-stitched something from Gif Heckler, which was a stitching of all of the characters from the Fellowship of the Ring. marching left to right. It's currently hanging over my toilet.
Yes!
There's a reason for this.
Is that where that came from?
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Yeah. So in our household, we have a slang for I gotta go poop, and that's I gotta take the hobbits to Isengard.
That's why that's hanging
in your bathroom.
I'm taking the hobbits to Isengard. Isengard.
Yeah. Well, okay. Thanks for listening and thanks for watching. Thanks for joining in our chat channel. This has been a lot of fun, even when it wasn't. Again, I'm NPC.
I'm Just Jacob.
I'm a good doctor, Xander Gerrymander.
I am Poppy Beaujolais.
And we wish to again... We really, at this point, just have one thing to say, and that is, Poppy?
Black Lives Matter.
There we go.
Keep it shiny side up.
Thanks for joining us, friend. We've reached the end of Biker's Dice and Bars.